starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
I would like to show that you should not be emotional about market fluctuations, and maybe your portfolio loses value and that may upset you. You should stay on your course because you know for a fact that you have had made an initial decision and most probably the right one whenever you took your positions initially. If you're unhappy at your present work, reevaluate immediately, and it would be worth even to take a job with a lower pay, but have that drive again and passion allowing you to grow your income. Let the stock market do its job for you. Whether you're up or down, you're in it for the long term, remember. Do some research on the history of the stock market since inception until today, and you will understand my point very clearly. Your portfolio will look sensational in 10 or 15 years if only you stay disciplined and stick by your investment choices. Do not sell your positions until you retire. Do not sell your positions until you have reached your financial goals. Now, the universe is also challenging every single component of success. Your patience, your perseverance, your level of self-awareness. The universe here is you. And the beauty of it is that you can control it. As we say, you are your own worst enemy, which is actually very, very true. How can you control the universe? The actual control fuel lies in surrounding yourself with positivity. Now, surround yourself with positive people, with achievers, with people who have the same energy than you. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about hanging with people with money or social class you aspire to be part of. You can admire them if they bring value in your life, but you're not them. You will succeed on your own terms. Your story is different than anybody else, so stay focused and not distracted by things that will not contribute to your own progress. Ensure that the time you allocate to any of your activities are actually getting you closer to your goal. Stay focused. It is imperative that you cut out from your life negative people or negative thoughts. It is hard at times as we are emotional beings, but then feed yourself with positivity. And there's plenty of content out there to rebalance your thoughts until the day you're trained enough to that respect that you can simply prevent negativity from even getting close to you or reach you and self-start practically immediately. We're smarter than we think. We have access to the greatest source of knowledge, the internet. Opening up unlimited options for yourself, I grasped everything I could grasp that would teach me how to invest. There is no need for online courses, believe me, that cost thousands of dollars. You can do this all by yourself. It's just fear. Overcome your fear of the unknown, and you'll be fine. I started the journey that will see actually my net worth increase by 20 times since January 2018. For all the big spenders out there, I have good news for you. It feels even better to invest your cash than to spend on dumb items to impress people you may hate and that brings no value whatsoever to your life. It's a good feeling. You feel like you're spending money, but it's actually going into your investment and your future. So the feeling is the same, guaranteed. So every month, when I pay myself, I feel like I have achieved all my goals for the months. I am pumped and ready to go back to work as to increase my income, meaning maybe being promoted or get that yearly bonus. It triggered a chain of events that you did not expect could be possible. So now I'm working on two other sources of income. Even if they are flat now, you will witness them grow, and hopefully we would be talking about your own journey when this podcast matures and I have more than one listener, my wife, for now. So that is the mindset of the new investor, an unlimited source of energy towards achieving it, his financial goals. He has left his old life behind forever. So it is all upside now, all upside. A few points, very easy to remember and to follow. Stop spending immediately on things that do not bring value to your life. Assess your current financial situation. Start clearing your outstanding debt. Open a brokerage account, even if you have pennies to invest in the beginning. Once debt is cleared, all your extra cash after expenses goes in there. Invest in companies and sectors you understand and even love and that produce dividends. Stay informed and refer to the previous episodes in my podcast to have more information. Stay disciplined and repeat the process over and over. Ensure you have a yearly objective and go for it. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.